This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tom Perriello is a candidate for U.S. Congress running against incumbent Virgil Goode in Virginia's 5th District. The election is November of this year, and Tom joins us live in the studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Just coming off a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, eating more barbecue than any human being should digest at the VFW halls around the district. So it was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the tour. Where actually did you go?
Oh, we were in Rocky Mount, Moneta, Bedford. They opened up the D-Day Memorial for a sunset service a couple nights ago.
Oh, wow. That was beautiful. Yeah.
About 3,000 folks out. I may have cut the median age in half, but it was a beautiful evening and really just a gorgeous spot. If you haven't been over to Bedford, people should certainly make it out there. And Charlottesville and Albemarle as well, and finished in Greene County, where I won the 50-50 raffle at the American Legion
You're
Hall.
You're kidding. Hey, how about that?
Which I donated back to the American Legion, but it was nice to win. We took it as a good omen.
There you go. Tom, give us a little Tom Perriello 101, like where you're from and a little bit of your background, that kind of thing.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised here in the district and felt called by my faith from a very early age to do nonprofit work. And I became a national security analyst and helped prosecute warlords in West Africa and look at strategies for defeating the Taliban in Afghanistan. And, you know, I think like a lot of folks in my generation, Generation X, we felt like if you wanted to make the world a better place, you did that through the nonprofit sector, not through government. And I think after 10 or 15 years of that, a lot of us have realized that politics is either going to be part of the solution or part of the problem, and that's going to depend on whether we get a new generation of folks in there who care a lot more about getting things done than the old partisan games.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, a candidate for Congress, online at gotom2008.com. So that sort of gets to the next question, why you're running. I'm a little curious, can you tell us about the decision process and when you knew, man, I'm going to run. I'm going to do this. And because you probably, you know, entertained the idea for a while before you really thought seriously, hey, I am definitely going to do this. Tell me about that process and what happens.
Well, I think over the last few years, a lot of us who focused on community service work have started to see politics as a necessary evil. And then as we've seen people like Mark Warner and Jim Webb come into politics and keep their integrity, as well as folks like Dave Norris at the local level, we've really seen this as a place where good things can get done. For me, one of the breaking points was this summer. I was back in Afghanistan and had just come back from Kandahar down in the south and had this set of strategies that I think could make a real dent in the Taliban's resurgence. And the people representing the Bush administration there weren't even interested in hearing them. The British embassy shut down, and we did a four-hour briefing and brain dump for most of their staff. And some of the American folks just didn't want to hear any information that went against their conventional wisdom. And that's not what makes us safer. That's not what makes us stronger. And eventually, we've got to get people into power who respect the dedication to problem solving.
What is going on in Afghanistan? Because it really is sort of, regrettably so, it's sort of off the front pages now, and most Americans have no idea. We still have troops in Afghanistan? You know, what's going on over there? I thought we rescued that country from the Taliban.
Well, that's certainly not the case, and things are getting worse. I was meeting with one of the top security experts in Kabul after my travels around the country, and he was saying the insurgency there could easily grow bigger than the Iraq insurgency within the next 3 or 4 years. Because the supply lines are so much closer from Pakistan. The problems are just like in Iraq. We got the politics wrong and the military strategy all right, and the military's done what it can do. But we decided to go in by appeasing the warlords, who were the only people Afghans hated more than they hated the Taliban. So we got in with the wrong folks. We threw millions of dollars at them, and now they're making 10 times that on the opium trade. And so people are forced to choose between narco dictators and the Taliban instead of choosing between democracy and extremism. So I think we've gotten that balance wrong. But the good news is we can fix it. There are some pretty simple things we can do to turn it around. And I think the same thing's true in Iraq. I think both parties have really had the wrong answers in Iraq. And when we get down to it, we can fix some things.
My guest is Tom Perriello, a candidate for Congress here in the 5th District. Online at gotom2008.com. And we should say that Virgil Goode was invited to appear with you on this program today and booked and then canceled. And so, to my surprise, but hey, that's
we've been running into that across the district. Actually, we've had a couple of events like that, so we're hoping to sit down with him soon and have a good debate.
So he has canceled on you before. That's
there was an event coming together down in Danville that fell through, and you know, I'm sure he's a great debater, actually, and so I'm sure we'll look forward to a good discussion, and we're hoping it can focus on policy and on the issues when it happens.
Yeah. So tell me, what is your message then that you're trying to get out to voters who, you know, Virgil Goode is very popular in the 5th District, and I'm sure you've run into that in more places more so than others. But what is it that what's Tom Perriello's message for voters in the 5th District this year?
Well, we're really focused on three things. First and foremost, an economic revival for Southside. And, you know, as the good book says, we shall be known by our fruits. And I think folks in Southside are pretty frustrated that they just haven't seen leadership at the federal level on delivering things that can transform the economies of our counties. I think we've had great leadership from Governor Kane and Governor Warner. I think there's some wonderful mayors in Danville, Martinsville, and other areas that are starting to turn the corner. But we really haven't seen that kind of leadership at the 5th District level. So it's a time for economic revival. I also think it's a time for a new national security strategy. And people are real upset about the situation in Iraq, but they're also eager for something other than just pulling out. So the fact that I've been working over 2 years on a concrete plan for turning the tide in Iraq. And then the third is what we call a service revival. I think the Greatest Generation really had a dedication to the value of community service and civic duty. And we've lost that. And I think, you know, part of the reason we're dedicating 10% of our volunteer time on the campaign to local charities, what we call our volunteer tithing project, is because we see this as an important return to that value of service.
So tell me about the plan in Iraq. What is it you think that we're not doing that we should be doing?
Well, first of all, I did oppose the war from the beginning, and I think it was the wrong war at the wrong time. Now we're in a situation with 2 million refugees traveling around across borders, destabilizing the region. We really have to get it right. But it's a political solution, not a military solution. The core problem is we gave all the power to one subsect of the Shias that are most tied to Iran and have super empowered that group at the expense of the others, so people disengaged. We need to use our military leverage, including the promise of withdrawal, to bring other folks back to the table and get a new deal set, and then we pull out within that context. So it's about getting the political arrangement. So we keep judging things like the surge on whether it increases or decreases violence. Unfortunately, that's not the relevant question. The relevant question is whether it's moved us forward or backwards towards a political solution that that gets us out of there.
What kind of plan would go into Iraq and empower the strongest ally with Iran?
You know,
that to this day, I don't get that. It's like, if you want to do it wrong, go do that. I've never understood that.
Well, you know, I don't like to get into guessing people's motives, but I will tell you this. The mistake of going into Iraq wasn't just the WMD mistake. It was not realizing that Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden hated each other. When you don't realize that bin Laden's goal is to reunite the old caliphate and that Saddam Hussein was a secularist regime he saw as a barrier to that, you don't deserve to run a war if you don't understand your enemy at all. And so when you're that far off about the war itself, it's not surprising that you would go in and not understand the power. But again, I think the good news is we've got serious people from both parties who are ready to put some problem solving on the table and move beyond the kind of ridiculousness we've seen in the last few years.
My guest is Tom Perriello, candidate for Congress running against incumbent Virgil Goode. He's online at gotom2008.com. Tell us about the 5th District, because there's a lot of people who live and work here in Charlottesville. And, you know, unless we're on vacation, a fur piece is North Garden. So, you know, tell us about this 5th District, which is truly one of the most beautiful parts of Virginia, including not just the Piedmont here, but heading down into Southside and you know, in my opinion, some of the nicest people in the world.
It is an amazing district. It's a wonderful district. It's also an area that's really carried Virginia on its back for many years. This was the heart of tobacco country. The biggest tobacco auctions in the world were out of Danville. You also had some of the biggest textile mills and furniture factories in the world right here in Southside, Virginia, and really drove the economy of this state for decades. But it's also an area that has been just devastated by the global economy and other factors. Textile, furniture, tobacco have all been devastated over the last 20 years. So you have tremendous poverty and unemployment rates. But folks are absolutely determined to turn the corner, and you've seen amazing efforts at Danville Community College and some of the other community colleges and vocational and training centers. And there's a real effort to try to revive the economy of these areas. But we have to take seriously our sense of the common good here, that we're in this together and that we need to make sure that we're helping out with folks in Danville and Martinsville who've been on rough times and in the rural areas in between. But it's a gorgeous area. There's tremendous potential for tourism, for biofuels, for any number of things that can help to turn the economies around.
Yeah, there's so many whole generations that have left to find work. There used to be good jobs there. You could support a family making furniture or textiles, and those jobs, of course, have gone to where there's cheaper labor. In fact, those jobs went there in the beginning because that's where the cheap labor was, down in Southside, Virginia, many generations ago. But now those jobs have picked up and gone elsewhere. And does it require us to get beyond this thinking? And they're doing the same thing in Waynesboro now, trying to think, how can we move beyond this this idea that good jobs means manufacturing? That's not really the case anymore in America.
Well, I mean, first of all, this is why economic revival and jobs are our top priority in this campaign. We have tremendous potential, but a lot of pain right now, and we need to look at both the job side of that and the economic relief, whether that's gas prices and food prices and healthcare costs. I do think that we shouldn't give up on manufacturing, but not the same kind of manufacturing we saw before. This isn't about bringing those jobs back, but we have seen through Governor Warner and Governor Kane that some of the small-scale manufacturing can help. I was talking to folks at one of the community colleges that has a machinist program, and every single one of the graduates of that program has a job waiting for them, making $25 plus an hour. So we can
in Southside.
In Southside.
Wow.
And that's, I think, when we think about moving from a minimum wage to a living wage, it's not about mandating that. It's about giving people the skill set and the education that allows them to move up the wage scale to being able to make a living wage. So I think we can invest in our workers in that way. But it is true right now, one of our greatest exports from Southside is our most talented young people who are going away and not coming back. So we need to make sure there are the jobs there. We rebuild the downtowns like has happened here to make it a place that people want to come back to and raise a family.
Yeah, and I think it all sort of fits together on the other side, not only educating the workers for a new environment, a new work environment, but also making your community appealing to a large employer and going out and meeting those folks and shaking the hands and enticing them to want to come set up shop in your community. And Virginia as a state is really good at that. We certainly just need to see more efforts in Southside, I guess, and more results.
Yeah, I mean, thanks to leadership, particularly Democratic leadership of Kane and Warner, that have gotten the budgets balanced and made this the top business climate in the country, the top education system in the country. But there's huge variance county to county. And we're also looking at a situation where we're about to have all the baby boomer teachers retiring, and we're going to have a huge teacher gap. So we need some programs to recruit a new generation of quality teachers into the public school program, particularly in some of our rural and underserved communities.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, a candidate for Congress, online at GoTom2008.com, running against incumbent Virgil Goode in the 5th District here in Virginia. The election is in November. Tom, what is it voters would get from a Tom Perriello office in Washington that they don't get from a Virgil Goode office? I'm just curious about your, you've shared a little bit about your philosophy, but how would it look on the ground? Give us some examples of what you might do that or not do that as in contrast to Congressman Goode.
Well, I was in Pennsylvania County talking to a guy who'd just gotten off an 8-hour shift at Walmart and was about to go to a 6-hour shift somewhere else. And I was thinking about it afterwards and said, look, every day I'm in Congress, I will work a double shift for people to bring back jobs and economic development and a better national security strategy. So I'm going to be putting in the kind of tireless hours I think it takes, rolling up the shirt sleeves and getting down to business. I think Congressman Goode has been very good at constituent services, of getting people's letters returned, but we haven't seen the sort of legislative leadership. In his 12 years, there have been only two bills that he's led through Congress, both of which have been symbolic bills. So we haven't seen a second-generation biofuel power development plan or a VA hospital for Southside or anything that could transform the area. These are things that I'm willing to work for, not just because they're good for the district, but because they're good for the country. So I think in addition to that, you saw Congressman Goode, frankly, having a little more clout when the Republicans are in charge because he switched parties to be with them. And right now, having turned his back on the Democrats and them being in charge, his clout on Capitol Hill is pretty next to zero. So I think having someone who's willing to work with both parties but certainly is able to work with the party in charge is going to be a good thing for the 5th District.
That's a good point, because a lot of folks may not remember that he actually ran and won as a Democrat and then got to Washington. And did he become an independent first, or did he switch it right over to the Republican Party?
Became an independent and then a Republican. And, you know, he made a career really standing up for the working guy. And now he's, you know, been back in the drug companies and the credit card companies and, of all things, just voted against the new GI Bill, which just defies logic.
Voted against it.
He voted against the new GI Bill. And, you know, this is something we've led on. Certainly, Senator Jim Webb is just a wonderful man and a war hero and someone who has been doing a noble job of leading this effort. But John Warner, the Republican senator, has supported it as well. This is a bipartisan bill to take care of our veterans when they get home and make sure they have 36 months of the best education their state can provide. And Lord knows why, but he voted against it. And as I traveled around all these VFW halls for Memorial Day weekend, people were pretty upset that that this was happening and couldn't quite figure out when he lost his way. But that's where we're going to be fighting for.
Tom Perriello is a candidate for U.S. Congress running against incumbent Virgil Goode in the 5th District here in Virginia. The election is in November. He's online at gotom2008.com. Tom, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I hope to be back soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.